It was billed by developers and city leaders as a perfect complement to a changing downtown Los Angeles. That's what the people behind the multi-billion dollar Grand Avenue project said. But since its inception, it's been wrought with delays and financial shortfalls. And one example that stands front and center is an expected LA City Council vote in the coming days on a financial aid package that would help pay for a pair of hotel and residential towers along Grand. But not everyone is happy with the project and its ever-changing price tag. Frances Anderton is with me right now. She's the host of KCRW's Design and Architecture. She's here for this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
First, why do city leaders want to do so much development along Grand Avenue? And sort of place it for us. What is on Grand Avenue right now?
Well, city leaders have been working on this stretch of Grand Avenue dating back to the 1950s when the residences of Bunker Hill were erased to make way for urban renewal. From then, we have seen a consistent effort to bring the top of Bunker Hill to life with the Music Center, the Mark Taper Forum, the Cathedral. Buildings have kept being added. Institutions have been added. MoCA, the Walt Disney Console. Now we have the Broad and now we have the Grand Park. It's been this ongoing process of revitalization. Now we have this Grand Avenue project, which was actually initiated in around 2004, actually. It was put on hold during the recession of 2008, and it's back on track now, and it is considered to be the really essential piece that will function as a kind of bridge between the top of Bunker Hill and further east in downtown, where we're seeing a much different kind of, more sort of organic redevelopment going on.
Organic redevelopment going on over there, and I know you say mixed use. That's the key word here. Because all we've had for now has been entertainment venues that have been there, right?
Well, cultural venues, right. And then commercial towers, but very much singular buildings, monolithic. It's been referred to as a kind of acropolis of cultural institutions that have not functioned as a 24/7 destination. They've certainly brought people to specific events like marvelous concerts at the Disney Concert Hall. They've brought tourists, but they haven't created a round-the-clock life. And that's what is hoped for with the Grand Avenue development. Project.
I mentioned at the outset, Frances, that the city council plans to vote, I believe on Friday, on an aid package that totals about $200 million for a couple of the high-rise hotels, I believe, that are being developed as part of this overall Grand Avenue project. Why so much focus on that?
Well, because it feels on first blush like a tax giveaway to the guys that don't need a tax giveaway. And there's a contention being made that this is revenue that would otherwise go towards the general fund, which pays for police, firefighters and other city employees. What one hears back from the city council representative as well as from the developers is actually one needs the revenues from these kinds of projects to supply the funds for the general fund.
It's
a two-way
right?
street.
Right,
that's
right.
So that's that argument. And there's also another argument being made that that there's a so-called Gehry factor, that bringing in Frank Gehry as the architect on this project is somehow jacking up the costs. Well, on the one hand, the Gehry office will say there is no substantiation for this claim to date. But two, the developer will say this kind of mixed-use project brings in all sorts of costs that have nothing to do with who the architect is.
How does this, Frances, fit into the recent history of Bunker Hill? What was there before and what's there now and what the plans are for the future?
Bunker Hill was a vibrant residential development that went from being rather affluent to rather poor, and then it was deemed blighted, and then it became a redevelopment zone, and a residential area was wiped out. The top of the hill was literally cut off 120 feet, and in came urban renewal of the type in the 1950s, 60s, 70s that for several decades seemed not to take on life. Meanwhile, development further east has shown that downtown can absolutely explode with life. So this project is really an essential cog in the entire project of the redevelopment of Bunker Hill to demonstrate that this place can be a vibrant destination.
Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.